Circle City Indie Pride Festival is one of the nation's largest celebrations of the LGBT community, and the 2016 version is just a few weeks away. And all are welcome to the week-long of activities. And here to talk more about it tonight, joining us in studio live, are Jason Hinson-Nolan, the Indie Pride president. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Jill.
H.R. Jung, he's the festival director. Hello.
Hi, Jill.
And Aaron Rambo with the Pride of Indie Bands. Good to have you back again, Aaron.
Thanks, Jill.
Gentlemen, we have to start off the conversation with, it's been kind of a wacky news year when it comes to the LGBT issues and rights and community here in the state. We made it through the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. We've had the presidential primary candidates come through town. What influence, if any, do those situations and events play when it comes to putting together the festival for this year?
Well, I think in a lot of ways it makes us focus on community and making sure that everybody is represented at the festival and everything that we do. And I think that's been a big focus for us this year, not only just with the festival, but everything that Indie Pride does, is making sure that we are as representative and as inclusive as possible, just because that seems to be, you know, a running theme with everything that's going on. Because, you know, it was wonderful to see the number of allies that came out and supported, you know, the LGBT community here in Indiana and nationwide. So, you know, it's one of those things that we want to try to focus on at the most. So,
and I did wonder that what reaction you've had from people when you put out the list of everything that's going to happen this year for the festival.
I think we always see more excitement whenever things like this are going on in the public eye or we're having issues within politics. We see more excitement about how important this day is. And it's not only a day, it's a week of events, and it's a time for people that don't live in Indianapolis and maybe can't live the most open life to come in and have a day of celebration. And I think that's something that's incredibly important for our community.
And this year, one thing that you've added is an interfaith service. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So we identified in December that we wanted to move in a direction of more diversity and inclusion. And within that comes religious inclusion. And how do we incorporate individuals who have faith or who have different beliefs? How do we bring them together to have a conversation? And so out of that was born the Interfaith Service. And our diversity and inclusion director who's pulled that together has done a fantastic job. She goes to seminary here. So it's a natural kind of fit for her to research that, figure it out, and bring together the community partners to make it happen.
Well, it is a week-long of all kinds of things. There is always something for everybody. And the Pride of Indie Band concert is also one of the highlights of the festivities, Aaron.
Absolutely. And this year is actually going to be our 11th year performing one of the featured events of the week. So that's always very exciting, and it's very exciting to for our organization to get to work with Indie Pride and have a great partnership with two different LGBT ally organizations working together throughout the week. So we're very excited about the concert. It's going to be Monday, June 6th at 7:30 at the Athenaeum Theater. $5 admission at the door. More information is on our website at prideofindy.org. And actually kind of excited to announce that
we have news.
Yeah, we have news. If you're a regular WFYI listener, one of our featured performers for the evening with our concert band is going to be Mr. Stephen Stolen.
So the host of Stolen Moments here on WFYI.
Absolutely.
An amazing singer himself.
It's going to be a great concert with our concert band and also our jazz ensemble as well.
Plenty to do the week of June the 4th through the 11th. All of the activities, information online at circlecityinpride.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much and have a successful festival again this year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.